So the word of this season, I have a, you know, God changes. It's a big book. You noticed that, didn't you? And the word that came to me in the nighttime a couple weeks ago is, I will bless your bread and water, take sickness and disease away from you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Well, I know now if God placed that, it just rolled out of my heart. I heard it quoted. Then I begin to say that. When I wake up at night and when I have a moment, it comes to me in the daytime, I say, God will bless my bread and water, take sickness and disease away from me, the number of my days He will fulfill. That's in Exodus 23. And allow that. Allow that word of God that's settled. That's settled. That's settled. Forever settled. To fill my heart. To put my faith and confidence there. See, if it doesn't work, it's not because God didn't want it to work. We do that and say, well, it wasn't the will of God. No, you just missed the train. You seen them on TV running for the subway? And the door goes, ying, 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 ying. Isaiah 55, did I tell you that?
Yes.
This is amazing. There's a word in verse 10 I never had noticed before. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not thither. The rain doesn't come halfway and say, oh, I've changed my mind. Watereth the earth. See, the rain and the snow has purpose. And they fulfill their purpose. And makes it bring forth in bud. Now, I don't know why I had never seen that word bud. I had majored in this last phrase, which I think is very confusing, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. I never had noticed the rain comes down to make the earth the bud. That means the earth has seed in the soil that could spring up if it got enough water. And if you read your Bible and you meditate and you quote it, there's seed in your heart that will spring up and bring your result. Now, Wayne's dad was a farmer. You tractor the rows, you prepare the rows. If you're planting strawberries, you put down the black tarp that prevents a lot of weeds and other trauma. And then you plant the plant. That's the last thing you do is plant the plant. Or if it's corn, you plant seed and you put two or three seed in a hole. See, that would tell us that we need to be repetitive. Now, that's not the way they did it in Jesus' day. They didn't fix the row and then put the seed in. They just scattered the seed. Just scattered it everywhere. That's why in Mark, it's also in Matthew and Luke, it says if the seed falls on hard ground. Now, in the middle of Wayne's dad's field is where the tractors and the trucks came, fertilizers unloaded and so forth. And it was very hard. You wouldn't put any seed there. You wouldn't plow that up. It's too hard. You see? But what they did, they just scattered the seed everywhere. And then they plowed it under. See, if you're meditating, you can depend upon the Spirit of God to plow that seed into the deep furrows of your heart. He will plow it under. He will plow it under. And if you've witnessed to somebody and they turned you off, they wish you'd never come. Have you ever done that? Don't worry about it. Holy Ghost will come and plow your words under their heart. Is that the most amazing thing? Because God's word is settled. Now, this word bud means to spring up. That means there's seed in the ground. There's a possibility if we have rain, we have snow, for this to spring up. If it springs up, it produces a plant. That plant is going to produce, let's just say, corn, and it's going to produce seed. There's going to be some corn that can be saved for seed for next year's crop. That means you're going to have the seed. Have the plant for food, and that's what this last says, have the plant for food, and then have seed for next year's crop. Now, Wayne's dad always planted, and we tried to remember this morning, but we stretched our brain, it wouldn't go there, but he planted a kind of a pea that's not on the market anymore, and his day it was gone. And he had some seed, and he'd plant the seeds in rows. He planted acres. And then when it came time to harvest, he would leave one row in the field to dry. What for?
Seed.
Because that seed's not available